The iPhone is too small to have a real keyboard, so it won't do anything for a certain man in New York. He's in the process of setting the world record for time spent sitting and typing at a computer. According to Guinness, he's the first person to try it. NPR's Margot Adler paid him a visit.
Norman Perez sits at a computer by the window of a real estate office on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. He's instant messaging four people at once. He started at noon yesterday. A monitor from Guinness is taking notes nearby. Perez is hoping to continuously type for at least 3 days, maybe four. Here are the rules. For every 1 hour of typing, he can take 5 minutes of rest.
I have to be with my hands on the keyboard at all times.
So what do you type when you don't have a message to type?
I've got a lot of people sending me messages so far. I mean, I got four or five different people on right now.
So what kind of things are they asking you?
Anything, like what kind of car I drive, do I have a girlfriend, what kind of job do I do?
He's an actor. He does commercials, modeling, set, and lighting design. The small office is filled with high-tech gadgets to aid in his quest. His feet rest on a foot massager, his wrists on an ergonomically designed mouse pad. There's a nutritionist to oversee his occasional meals, and two attractive women stand behind him, giving him a shoulder rub.
I'm Jessica Nicole Klein.
Uh-huh.
And I'm Sylvia Tovar.
Uh-huh. And how often are you doing this? All the time?
Not all the time. We do come in every now and then to make sure that he's loosened up and he can keep typing.
How do you go to the bathroom doing this? Are the 5 minute breaks?
We just hold it and hold it and hold it. Yeah, but during the 5 minute breaks.
He can also bank those 5 minutes so he can eventually take a 20 minute nap. And there's also a contraption called a metro nap to maximize his short rests. He can lie back in darkness and put the headphones on. Didn't sound particularly restful to me. Maybe that's why he seemed pretty tired when I returned at 8:30 this morning, a cup of coffee by his side, and this was only hour 19.
So has it been a hard night?
A little bit of a hard night, actually.
So what's been the hardest thing?
Kind of staying awake, just kind of fighting through it.
His typing is almost noiseless. He's writing people in Panama, New Zealand, Russia, and of course here in the States. But his typing isn't quite as fast as it was yesterday, and his spelling is a little wobbly, but hey, it's the internet. And why would he want to do this? It all started as a bet in a Los Angeles coffee shop. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.